Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
An important institution for Boston's Latino community is closing its doors. Hi-Lo Grocery in Jamaica Plain has been selling foods and household goods from around Latin America for 47 years. The management is retiring, and the owners will lease the property to Whole Foods, the high-end supermarket chain. As WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, reaction is mixed to this latest sign of Jamaica Plain's continuing gentrification.
Elizabeth Muriel and her mother Petra drove all the way from Lynn yesterday to shop at Hi-Lo Foods. There are closer places they could buy Puerto Rican ingredients, but they make this trip at least twice a month.
Tradition, I guess.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, the tradition for the years they've been here. Even since we moved from Puerto Rico back here, this is the first store that we encountered for the Spanish people, you know?
Just down the street, Aida Lopez owns a gift shop. She sells specialty items for quinceañeras, the traditional coming-out party for 15-year-old girls in Latin America. She says her neighborhood has changed dramatically since she moved here from Cuba in 1970. A few years ago, her Catholic church closed and is being converted to condos. Now Hi-Lo is leaving.
Antiguamente, cuando nosotros llegamos en 1970,
when she moved here, she says, everyone was Irish or Italian. Then Cubans moved in and Puerto Ricans. The Cubans left for Miami once they made some money. Puerto Ricans went to other cities, and now it's mostly Dominicans and young Americans. Jessica Irizarry comes into the store to order an embroidered ribbon for her cousin's quinceañera. She's just heard about Hi-Lo.
That's horrible. What is everybody going to do? Go to Stop and Shop now? Stop and Shop, the price is off the roof. It makes no sense. Stop and Shop is for people who have money that can throw it away, basically, because that's throwing your money away. When you can get something that's the same exact thing, you can get it for $2 less, and at Stop and Shop, you're getting it for $2 over.
But Irizarry hadn't heard which store would replace Hi-Lo.
Whole Foods is replacing Hi-Lo's? That's bull. Well, good luck with that. That's all I have to say.
So do you think this means do you feel like your neighborhood's been taken over by yuppies?
Yes. I would say straight up, yes.
At the other end of Jamaica Plain's main drag, I caught up with customers at City Feed. It's a boutique sandwich shop with a small selection of gourmet and organic groceries. Shoppers there were generally excited about Whole Foods, although they worried it might compete with locally owned stores like City Feed. But that didn't seem to bother Philip Celeste.
I think it's great, actually. We need more places to shop here. So I think it's excellent that it's coming.
Yeah. What do you think about the loss of Hi-Lo? Does that matter to you?
No, I didn't really like Hi-Lo.
Did you go there?
Once.
And what was your impression of it?
It just didn't have the products that I would want to buy. Yeah, so it seemed kind of dirty.
Celeste wasn't the only person to call Hi-Lo dirty. Longtime shopper Pedro Ramos said he thought Whole Foods would be a major upgrade for his neighborhood. Hi-Lo is antiquated, he says. The food is poor quality. He says there were rats in the store, and they sell food that's expired. He thinks Jamaica Plain is taking a big step forward, and the community deserves it. This is a story where I've got strong opinions of my own. Dirty or not, I'll miss Hi-Lo. It's one of the first places I went when I moved to Boston. I was looking for recao, a Puerto Rican herb, sort of a cross between cilantro and basil, and used in everything from beans to fricassee. And that's when I discovered Hi-Lo sells the largest selection of mate, the South American tea that Uruguayans and Argentines suck down like addicts through blazing hot metal straws. I go back whenever I need a fix. But the best part was hearing Spanish spoken from all corners of the Americas. Walking into Hi-Lo was like getting teleported to Miami. Even in January, it made me feel a little bit warmer. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.